How Facilities Management Unlocks Prisoner Potential Through the Gate, 18th of August 2022, by Elementary Content Team. Care and Custody's Director of Business Development, Ben Saunders, shares insights on FM's role in prisoner rehabilitation. Ben Saunders, Care and Custody's Director of Business Development. The days of transactional facilities management, FM, in prisons are long gone. Prisoner-focused delivery is shaping the sector, with the Ministry of Justice, MOJ, confirming a reduction in reoffending is one of its three priority outcomes, while an MOJ white paper states, prisons cannot support rehabilitation unless they are safe, stable, and secure. The link between the prison environment and reducing the likelihood of offenders returning couldn't be clearer. And this is where the FM industry comes in. Let's take a look at some of the ways delivery can be enhanced to support prisoner rehabilitation. Comfort, health and well-being. The full potential of smart technology has yet to be realized in prisons, and FM can lead the way. Through remote monitoring of assets such as boilers, an alert is generated when performance anomalies are recorded, preventing downtime, reducing repair costs, and extending asset lifetime. Keeping prison equipment operational ensures prisoner comfort is not compromised. Similarly, in large and aging prison buildings with multiple water taps, remote monitoring can determine those being used the least. Regulations demand these taps are flushed to avoid risk of Legionella. With smart data reports, colleagues can save time by only flushing out specific taps, which also reduces water wastage. This safeguards prisoner health and well-being. Data at the touch of a button. Not only can they access work rosters, prisoner sentences, learning and resettlement plans and adjudications, but also record job completions and essential fabric checks. For example, under prison regulations, every room must be assessed daily to ensure they remain in good repair. Such checks can be recorded on handhelds, eliminating the traditional paper trail that increases the chance of human error, while hosting data on a single, easy-to-use platform. This reduces time-zapping admin, leaving prison colleagues free to devote more time to those in their care. Rich space usage analytics. Biometric technology has huge potential in the prison environment. For example, fingerprint readers can capture whether individuals with protected characteristics have difficulty availing of amenities that should be open to all. Appropriate interventions can be taken, if necessary, thus ensuring prisons remain accommodating to the entire prison population. A step up the career ladder. FM organizations boast a wealth of job skills. This bank of talent is an untapped resource that can be exploited to the benefit of prisoners. Suitable candidates can complete work experience in areas such as painting and decorating, cleaning and landscaping to improve their prospects in the outside world. FM partners should also facilitate release on temporary license, ROTL, work experience in the community, further enhancing employability. Guaranteed job interviews can be offered to the most promising individuals for posts to be started upon release. Mastering the 3 R's and more. Often prisoners struggle with numeracy and literacy. Addressing this requires a multidisciplinary partnership approach with input from FM organizations, prison learning and skills departments, and charities. The MOJ is focused on establishing individual prisoner learning plans, which may include tutoring or assistance with professional skills, such as CV writing, job applications, and interviews. The Mighty Foundation already assists prisoners in this way. There is much to be gained. 86% of employers rate ex-offenders as good at their job, a confidence boost. Serving a jail term can negatively impact confidence. Many prisoners are sensitive to the negative stereotypes associated with a conviction, and just 17% of ex-offenders manage to get a job within a year of their release. Colleagues working in prisons and FM organizations involved in prison delivery have a role in challenging such stereotypes and ensuring prisoners know they have purpose, value, and something to contribute. Towards new and purposeful lives together, prisoner-focused delivery yields psychological, financial, and social benefits for the individual, as well as considerable social value for the wider community. Organizations also have much to gain from the skills and dedication prison leavers bring to the workplace. Over 80% of employers of ex-offenders have positively rated their reliability, motivation, attendance, and performance. The most recent MOJ figures put reoffending costs at approximately 18.1 billion pounds per year. By reducing return prison visits, society benefits both from reformed lives and through an easing of the strain on the public purse. Some businesses may be reluctant to welcome people with convictions. However, working with a facilities management partner, which employs former offenders directly and therefore remains responsible for their performance and well-being, means the negligible risk of problems is borne by the FM provider. Prison leaver and community benefits aside, the growing social value component of Mojay tenders means there is sound business rationale behind tailoring FM delivery in prisons to new and purposeful lives through the gate. Find out more about Mighty Care in Custody. Ben is a former social worker with 25 years' experience in justice and immigration. He is passionate about improving lives and public services delivery.